cliffcentral.com.
It is time for It's Going to Be Okay with Dr. Hanan Bushkin, who's a renowned psychologist. He's head of the Anxiety and Trauma Clinic in Johannesburg. He joins us this morning live from his house and his practice. And hey, Dr. Hanan, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. You have a good long weekend.
Yeah, it's always very difficult to start off on Monday after a long weekend. It's like the engine needs a bit of a restart.
I'm glad you said it, because that's exactly how I'm feeling this morning, and I think all of us are. So we just got to get ourselves in gear and start the day properly. Well, one of the reasons we like talking to you on a Monday is it helps us to just balance the humors in our head and hopefully be able to start with the right attitude and hopefully figure out through other people's stories and other people's issues whether we're moving forward or not. We urge you, if you've got some kind of situation, whether it's at work or at home or in a relationship or with a friend, whatever it is, if you're going through something and you want a bit of professional advice, and maybe an intervention even from Dr. Hanan, that you send us an email to contact@cliffcentral.com. We'd love to hear from you. And we may be able to help you. You can't do all these things on your own. Sometimes you do need to call in the pros. So this morning, I received an email from Liesl. It was about this horrible story of the Dickerson children who were murdered by their own mother. And I'm sure that you know the story, Dr. Hanan. It's been in the news. It's a really, really difficult thing for a lot of people to swallow. And I thought this morning, because it's so disturbing, there are probably some stories and some issues that we need to discuss. In fact, Liesl in her email asked that we specifically bring it up with you this morning. So let me just read her email. She says, "The parents were doctors at the hospital I work at. A few weeks ago, we received the email that after a long prolonged process, their visas had finally come through and that they'll be emigrating to New Zealand. The father is an orthopedic surgeon. He was a really kind and really nice guy. The three kids were at our pediatric practice. It took a long time for the mom to fall pregnant with their oldest daughter. We're all shocked. How could this have happened? How could a mom go from one child to the next, strangling them with cable ties after she wanted them so badly? Having restrained many children before for painful procedures, because Liesl's a doctor too, I know how strong they can be and how hard they'll fight back. It is unthinkable. I've spent many nights lying awake trying to make sense of this. My heart goes out to the dad, having gone through the whole process of emigration only to have lost everything. Even though my brain knows that she must have had a psychotic episode where contact with reality was lost, the pediatrician and mom inside of me struggles to understand this." So, I mean, when things like this happen, Dr. Hanan, and particularly where we've got, such a difficult situation for so many people to deal with in the world as it is at the moment, there must be some general advice you can give us, and then maybe you want to comment on what can happen and how these things go so horribly wrong.
Sure, there's so many elements to this tragic story. I was reading some of the background information on this mother, Lauren, and apparently she was having a psychotic episode where it's defined by kind of a detachment from reality. Postpartum blues is very different to postpartum depression, and it's very different to postpartum psychosis. Kind of the intensity grows, and she was having a postpartum psychosis apparently, or there were also stories about her being off the medication. She was on chronic medication, which she apparently couldn't declare because of the immigration policies. And it just shows, if that's the case, it just shows how dangerous it is to get off or change your medication without proper medical guidance.
Yeah.
Because it can trigger off some really manic episodes or psychotic episodes. So people that think that they're on chronic medication and they can manage this thing on their own, let this be kind of an anecdotal message to you that you shouldn't. You shouldn't, because it can actually cause some really severe consequences. So the reason why she did it, who knows? I was online. I was reading a couple of stories, because actually I didn't follow the story closely at the beginning. And online, social media, the media is so funny, you know. it goes, there's so many articles of how do you, you know, 10 ways to tell your mom is a killer, or 10, you know, 15 ways to tell your mother is a murderer, which is just so silly.
Yeah.
It's just so silly. Suddenly we're looking for signs and symptoms that this mother is a murderer and this mother is a killer, which is just ridiculous. This wasn't one of these typical stories of an evil person. And even though that might seem, and it is an evil thing to do, this, she didn't have a history of that. She had a psychotic, and it's not an excuse, but she had a psychotic breakdown. And what's also very interesting, guys, is that I read an article where her husband says, I forgive her. Now it's time for you to forgive her too, which was kind of interesting. How does a father that's just lost three of his children to the murder by the mother, just a couple of weeks later, forgive the mother? If anything, I'd love to interview him to see how he goes from, you know, I lost my children to I forgive the murder of my children. Doesn't matter what the reasons are. He says his life will change forever, which is quite true. But how does he go to forgiveness so quickly? It can't be an emotional forgiveness. It's got to be firstly an intellectual forgiveness, but that would be an interesting thing. But I guess the takeaway from this is that these things, getting off your medication and not being accurately diagnosed and making sure that you're on the right medication is not a joke. You should take it seriously. And as I said, if you're on any medication, make sure that it's managed by a doctor. And evil comes in many different sizes and shapes, and it can come out of nowhere. You can have the perfect neighborhood mom that a minute later does something as tragic as this. Yeah. You know, people think evil is like, you know, the guy that looks like Joker, like the Joker from the Batman movies. That's evil. Or evil has a certain face, or a mental disorder has a certain face. But what you actually realize very quickly that it comes in all different shapes and sizes.
It's a horrific thing for many of us to deal with, because we imagine that the bond between a mother and her kids is probably the strongest bond that any human being can have. And you think about how unstable the mind can become and how derailed some people are mentally. Because for that to happen, there needs to be so much stuff going on in her head. And she can't see the wood for the trees, right? And as you say, this medication is such an important part of it. And if you're on medication, you know, this is why you're on it. And it requires a psychiatrist and a prescription and all of that stuff. The best thing to do is to just do exactly what your doctor says, or things can get very badly. They can go very badly. They can get very wrong very, very quickly.
You know, Gareth, the mind, I always advocate, is such a powerful little machine. It can work out incredible calculations, and it can adapt to so many different scenarios and environments. But think about how fragile the mind is. I can give you 5 milligrams of, I don't know, psychedelic or some form of recreational drug and completely change your character. In a minute, I can make you go from a complete introvert to a complete extrovert in a minute. I can make you go from a complete non-imaginative creative person to the most creative person that you've ever experienced yourself to be in a minute. These chemicals, we can put chemicals in our system that change us in a minute, and don't even like look far. I mean, you can drink a, you know, I don't know, 10 shots of alcohol or vodka, and it changes who you are.
Yeah.
And that you can do in a minute. So the mind can really, really shift perspective and angle and perception very quickly. That's why there's these medications. They're not, you shouldn't take them lightly. Certainly these chronic ones, for sure.
And as you say, evil doesn't always make itself known. I mean, it doesn't look the same. It's a complicated thing. And when someone behaves in an evil way, they might not have been an evil person up to that moment. They might have always been someone who is exactly the opposite, right?
Completely. It happens.
You can't bargain on these things. You don't know whether someone's got an evil streak in them that they would kill their own three children or not until it happens. That's why you always, the interviews, you always see these people going, she was such a nice person. She was always very dutiful and made sure her rubbish was out in the mornings at the right time. And she always gave her kids sandwiches for school. And, you know, she seems like she was a very smiley, happy person. And then, boom, everybody goes, oh, my God, I can't believe she would do that.
For sure. And by the way, that happens a lot more often than, oh, this person has been evil since he was, you know, 4 years old. And now suddenly he's 40 and he's always been an ugly or an evil person. So that's anecdotal. The reality is that is exactly what you said. She was such a nice neighbor. She was such a nice friend. She was such a nice, you know, my children used to go to school together and we used to see her every morning and we used to share a cup of coffee, a brief greeting. And she was always, and the husband would say the same thing. And in this case, it's exactly the same thing. So it wasn't even hidden. It wasn't even hidden from, you know, from public view. This was who she was. And I hear this a lot where even, you know, we see this with suicides and severe mental illnesses, you know, where people go, I can't believe he did that, or I can't believe she did that. She was always so happy. And I'm sure you've seen the memes of, like, you know, Robin Williams, like, smile, and it goes, depression looks like this. And you see people smiling, and you see people happy, and you see people jovial and going around and socializing. And that's depression too. You know, sometimes people hide their true, not sometimes, most times people hide their true feelings on the inside just to not be judged by the outside. So that happens a lot for sure.
So, Dr. Hanan, my question, and like reading highlights of what happened, this tragedy, is that, you know, in this day and age where social media is only showing us what we want to see, right? It's like, how do we let people know that people are capable of anything? Because as horrible as this is human beings are capable of this. I mean, the Greeks back in the day would go and watch sort of tragedies. Right. And it became a thing was supposed by the philosophers that it was a part of the sort of civilizing process to see what human beings are capable of through that fourth wall. But now that's happening less and less. It's like, whilst this is absolutely tragic, is like people are capable of this. And we've got to be OK with that. And I know that's a horrible thing to say, probably directly to the family, but people are capable of this. But how do we tell people?
Hang
that
on, now. Are you saying that we don't see as much of it as back in the days when they put on a tragedy? I'd say we see more of it today because of social media, because the news is so ubiquitous. We're probably exposed to, and people love a really gory, grisly, nasty, dramatic story. We probably are drawn to that. We know bad news sells. So are you saying it's more or it's less of a problem now?
I think the world has become more comfortable, so much so that we're directly exposed, number one, to less violence. So we're less aware of what people are capable of. Back in the day, if you go back 1,000 years, you know very well, Gareth, in history, is that violence was around every bloody corner. So it's less shocking when this type of thing happens 1,000 years ago.
What do you say now, to that, Dr. Hanan?
So, you know, like, it's a really good question, and I'm not too sure whether it's psychologically healthy to assume. And by the way, just the fact that that human beings are capable of this, that's a fact. Obviously, I mean, just turn on social media, you'll see what people are capable of. But I'm not too sure if it's psychologically healthy for us to go around thinking that every human being is capable of that, because then we're always going to be anxious and on guard all the time. And whilst that might keep us safe, because we always are very judgmental on every single person around us, I think that would be a disaster. If I had to walk around thinking that the Uber driver could kill me at any moment, and, you know, the patient that I see every day could kill me every moment, and my brother's wife could hurt me, you know, if I turn my back, I'm not too sure if I'd be able to live my life in peace. So whilst that might be the case, if people are capable, our brain likes to create some level of even false safety just to be able to cope throughout the day.
Yeah, Leanne, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, for me, what's the question now is how do you mete out punishment to a woman in this situation? You know, how do you even just come to any kind of decision without having a professional psychiatrist and psychologist with you in making this decision on what punishment she should receive. Because sometimes that's completely overlooked and it's an immediate death sentence if it's in the States. Do you put this woman behind bars for the rest of her life because of a psychotic episode?
Leanne, it is very difficult. And what I would ask, you know, like the community as a community is at, you know, with their pitchforks and torches trying to, obviously, I mean, this woman must get the death penalty. At least that's what I see in the social media, or at least life in prison. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of the narrative, the dominant narrative, just, you know, burn this woman at the stake. And I would just urge everybody to just wait and just hold back judgment. And I know that is even such a difficult thing to say, as even as a parent, because I'm not too sure if I would be as forgiving if that had happened to me as her husband is. But I really urge people to just hold back judgment before we know what the story is. Of course, there's never an excuse for such an event.
Not sure.
But the reasons might just might illuminate why this happened and how we can prevent this from happening to other people. So before we burn her to stake, because remember, there's another victim here, and that is the husband.
Sure.
The pain that he must be going through is unimaginable. I mean, we can't put a number on that one. And if he is really asking for forgiveness, for everybody to forgive her, then who are we to really judge? Really?
Well, there are a couple of questions that that are coming up now in the comments. And someone says here, for example, does the immigration law that forces people to not be on meds in order to be able to immigrate, does that have some part to play in this? Because if she came off the medication so that they could emigrate into New Zealand, is New Zealand not also culpable in some way for making people come off of these meds by making it difficult for people to just travel across, you know, across borders if they want to move to a country without declaring whatever their mental health conditions may be or the chronic medications that they're on may be. And then is the husband not also forgiving her is one of the comments, because he might have had a role in helping her come off the medication and feels like, you know, he's partly responsible. We don't know, right, Dr. Hanan? We don't know those things.
Exactly. So as I said, we just got to hold back judgment. And, you know, the other thing, I know we don't have time to talk about it, but this is labeled, you go on the news and it's labeled South African woman, South African woman, South African woman. And it's such a tragedy for South African people generally, because it's like, it's not just a psychotic woman loses her mind and murders her children. A South African woman, it's like the South African variant of the virus that we had. And suddenly South Africa was labeled, which is just also just a tragedy.
Demonized.
So there's so many angles here for sure. Come sure, 100%.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to solve this, but I think your advice that we should just lay off the judgment for a little bit and let's see what actually happens here. The people closest to this are the ones who will know a lot more than any of us passers-by who happen to be reading a news story and have strong opinions. You know, let's just hold off for a little bit, because what the hell is it to
Absolutely.
You? If you're this poor man who's lost his whole family and now his wife's in jail, imagine how he feels before you worry about how your opinion
Absolutely. That's the key.
All right. Well, that's a heavy one for this week. But if you've got something, even something that's just a small niggling issue that you want to sort out, we can put Dr. Hanan to work on that. You can just let us know. Send us an email, contact@cliffcentral.com. And maybe he can help you to resolve some sort of situation that you're dealing with at the moment with a coworker, a friend, someone you're in a relationship with. There may be all kinds of things that we can put into play to help you deal with your own situations. Let us know. Dr. Hanan, always good to see you. Thank you.
Nice to see you guys.
Very good. And Dr. Hanan Bushkin is a regular on a Monday on cliffcentral.com. Also, if you haven't heard him before, he's become quite, I think, probably our most popular thing in the week now. We got so many emails from people who just want to hear from him and want to talk to him and have him figure out things that they're dealing with in their own life. And believe it or not, even those of us who think we've got it all under control, sometimes good to hear Dr. Hanan just bring it all into perspective for us. CliffCentral.com.